Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
It's the dictionary.
Well, hello, word nerds. Glad to have you back. I hope you are enjoying this show. My name is Spencer, and this is episode F227. 227. Remember that show? I might be a little bit like Rudolph today. There is something growing on the end of my nose, and it's kind of painful. So I don't know how well you can see it, but it's a bit red in real life. All right, let's talk about the words. We have so many front words, and we're going to have front words all the way through the next episode. So the first of the front words, we're tagging on to what we had in the previous episode. We got the fourth form of the word front. This one, though, is an abbreviation, and it's for frontispiece? Frontispiece. I feel like maybe I have heard this at some point. Frontispiece will be in the next episode, it's a thing that we shall talk about later. I'm being so secretive. All right, I must make a sound effect, which shall be bump. The next word is frontage, noun from 1622. It has the word age at the end of front. That is how you make a word sound frontage, age. Number 1A, it is a piece of land that lies adjacent. And where adjacent, it might be next to a street or the ocean. Frontage. There's frontage streets, roads. I think that some of them go next to a highway or next to a body of water. Frontage street. It's a piece of land. This is the land that's next to the thing. It's a frontage. Number 1B. The land between the front of a building and the street. They call that the frontage too. I feel like I've heard of another name for it. Parkway maybe. Depends on you. Depends on the town, maybe. I don't know. That is the frontage, because it's in the front of your building. 1C, the length of a frontage. How long is that frontage? Well, it is frontage feet long. Number 2, the act or fact of facing a given way. So I am facing this way. I am facing you. Yes, you. And so that is the act or fact of facing that way. I have a frontage. I'm doing a frontage. I don't know how to use it in a sentence. Number 3, the front side of a building is the frontage. All right, now we go. Bump. Frontage road is next. Noun from 1949. This is a local street that parallels an expressway or through street, and that provides access to property near the expressway. It is called also service road. Sometimes I see cars driving on that frontage road next to the highway when I'm driving so fast on the highway, and I'm like, how do you get to that road? That looks like a fun little road to drive on. But yes, it's there. You know, there's houses and businesses that are near there, and you got to get there. But you're not going to exit off of the highway right onto their property. No, you got to have another road, a separate road. the frontage road, the service road. Brump. Next is frontal. We have added an AL. First form, noun from the 14th century. Let's see, this is a cloth hanging over the front of an altar. That's called a frontal. Didn't know that because I don't do the religious-y things. The cloth hanging over the front of an altar. I guess this an altar isn't technically religious. You can have an altar for lots of things. I guess over here I have a little altar to all of my Funko toy things. I just got a new one. It's not a Funko. I'll keep that as a secret. All right. So also for frontal, number two, the synonym is the number one definition for the word facade, which looks like it's pronounced facade, but it's facade. So the front of a thing, it's the frontal. No additional etymology that's terribly interesting, so we're just going to go brump. The second form of frontal is an adjective from 1656. Number one, of, relating to, or adjacent to the forehead or the frontal bone. So because this is an adjective, we're describing this thing as being in this region, in the region of the forehead, which we also know is called the front, because it's the front of your face, or the frontal bone, which is actually our next entry, but we're going to hold off on talking about that. I don't know what the frontal bone is. Maybe it's the bone behind the forehead. I got a good hard frontal bone. So just near that, it's frontal, because it's in the frontal part of your face. Look at that face. 2A. Of, relating to, or situated at the front. 2B. Directed against the front or at the main point or issue. The synonym is direct, as in frontal assault. That assault is coming towards our front. It's in front of us. Maybe it's an assault of puppies. Oh, look at them puppies assaulting me. It's always good to go to an example of puppies. I've done that many times. Directed against the front or at the main point, right? This is the main point. That's my main point right there. And it's directed towards that main point. Put some peanut butter on my nose and the puppy's gonna lick it off. Number three. Parallel to the main axis of the body and at right angles to the sagittal plane. And I have heard of this sagittal plane, but I shall look it up so I give proper information. Where is the G? No, that's the H. No, that's the J. No, that's the K. I'm all off. Gotta use the home row, people, when you're typing the things. The sagittal plane is an imaginary vertical plane that divides the human body into left and right sections. So, the sagittal plane goes down this way, cuts my body like an axe into the left portion and the right portion. And so, if we go back to the definition, it is something that is frontal is parallel to the main axis of the body, which might be the other one. And at right angles to the sagittal plane. So if the sagittal plane is like this, then something's frontal is going like this. Perpendicular. You gotta look at the video. It's in my front. Number four, of or relating to a meteorological front. And that would be the cold fronts, the hot fronts, the warm fronts, the tutti fronts. Any other fronts? The tepid front. The frigid front. The brisk front. Frontally, that is an adverb, and really it's the same etymology that we're going to see a lot here. But now we shall go frontal bone. Two words, noun from 1741. This is a bone that forms the forehead and roofs over most of the orbits and nasal cavity, and that at birth consists of two halves separated by a suture. So how far down does the suture go? I mean, I think it's, there's the sutures on the top of your head. That's where your head is all soft when you're a baby. And there's definitely sutures that seal up as you get older. So it's the bone that forms the forehead, and because it roofs over, it's a roof over the eyeball and the nose stuff. So I think it probably goes up to about here, the front top of the head. Let's see, a bird consists of having two halves separated by the suture. So there must be a suture that goes down the sagittal plane, I think. Okay, let's look up the frontal bone. Why not? Since we're here, let's look it up. There's frontal bone way at the bottom of the list. There's a lot of frontal things. Let's see. Yep, that's pretty much what it is. So this is showing that it starts basically right here where your eyes are. Everything up from there. And the bridge of your nose, this whole part right there, and then it goes up, and it stops right at the top of your head, the front top of your head, and then it goes to the sides, maybe kind of where your hair is, a little bit past your hair. This exposed part on me, that is the frontal bone. Okay? This is wonderful. That's that. Plump. Next, we have frontality. Frontality? My frontal bone has a lot of frontality. Noun from 1905. Number one is talking about a sculpture. Maybe it's a clay sculpture. Maybe it's a bronze sculpture. Maybe it's a metal sculpture. That's also, bronze is also metal. Maybe it's a puppy sculpture. Okay, this is a schematic composition of the front view that is complete without lateral movement. It's basically the front view of a sculpture, but it's the schematic. So you are drawing the thing to make the sculpture. A schematic composition of the front view that is complete without lateral movement. I don't really understand the lateral movement part of it. You're not moving around the sculpture laterally from side to side? Number two, this is talking about painting. This is the depiction of an object, figure, or scene in a plane parallel to the plane of the picture surface. Okay, so the picture surface has a plane. You know, you're looking at it. Probably it's flat against a wall, right? That's the plane that it sits on. So then when you are depicting an object or a figure or a scene inside of that painting that's on the same plane as the painting, then that thing, that object, person, whatever, that scene has frontality. So if you are painting a picture of a person, painting a picture of a person in a painting that's facing forward out towards the painting, they're looking at you, they're looking straight on, their whole body is straight on, then they have frontality. But if they are angled a little bit, maybe their body does not have frontality, but maybe their face has frontality. The Mona Lisa, her face, I think, has frontality. There was that news story that they found a painting of the Mona Lisa done by one of Da Vinci's students. And I think because it had been stored away, it was in like pristine condition. And they were like details that they... So why was when the old painters are doing things, they have students, why are they painting the same thing? How different is it? Yeah. I mean, I saw pictures of it and it looks, the colors are different and it's popping. Mona Lisa be popping. All right. That is everything for that. I'm sure we could talk much more about painting pictures of people on parallel planes. Next is frontal lobe, noun from 1879. This is the anterior division of each cerebral hemisphere. So your cerebral brain is made up of two hemispheres, the left one and the right one. They are cut down the sagittal plane, we can use that word again. And so, but the anterior part, the front part of the brain, of each part of those hemispheres, is the frontal lobe. So the left part of your brain has a frontal lobe, the right part has a frontal lobe, and it is basically the part that is sitting in your big forehead, essentially. You want to protect that. It's a very important part. I think there's other animals that don't have as much of a frontal lobe as we do, because we have this big cranium, this big, big brain, big skull. That the frontal lobe, it's the lobed part of your brain. My brain! Front and center. Three words, adverb from 1951. It means in or to the forefront of activity or consideration. Well, I know that sometimes people will use this as a command. Front and center, come over here, right in the front of me, right in the center, not to the left, not to the right, not behind me. Front and center. Get over here where all the action is happening. Do it, front and center. Next is front bench, noun from circa 1889. Either of the two benches nearest the chair in a British legislature, as the House of Commons, occupied by government and opposition leaders. Also, the leaders themselves are the front bench. It says compared to the back bench, which I guess is the bench in the back that has different people sitting on it. Front bencher, two words with a hyphen, that is a noun. And of course, this is a phrase. This whole front bench thing is something that I was not aware of. I'm familiar that the British people have their parliament, their legislature, their House of Commons. They do things a little bit differently than we do here in America. Maybe it's a better way. That is up to you to think about. Either of the two benches nearest the chair. Well, I know that there's the head of the whole thing, and they've maybe got the chair. Maybe that's the chair. And then I guess if you've got, there's the left side and the right side, are those the two opposing sides? And there's a front bench on one side, and they have their leaders. And then the other side has their leaders. They each have a front bench. Oh, the front benchers are feeling wily today. They're going to go play some softball. Next is front burner. Front burner, noun, it's two words. It's from 1973. This is the condition of being in active consideration or development. Also, a position of priority. This is usually used in the phrase on the front burner. And you, of course, should compare this to back burner, which I feel like we use back burner a lot more. I'm going to put that on the back burner. I'm going to put that in the back of my mind. I'm going to think about that at times. It's not on the front burner. It's not the thing that I'm actively doing, actively thinking about. It's the back burner. But the front burner, that's the most important thing that I'm doing right now. Right now, the thing on the front burner is the dictionary. That's on the front burner for me. But I just, like, yes, there is the phrase on the front burner, but how often are people actually using that? I don't think it's a very commonly used phrase, but maybe it is. I should use it more. I should focus on the front burner. Whatever the thing is on the front burner, just be in the moment. Deal with the front burner. There's always a front burner. Just do that. Focus on that. That's the thing. The time is now. There is no other time other than now. Be in the moment. Be here now. Be burning things in the front. Front burner with a hyphen is an adjective. Brum. Front court is next, one word, noun from circa 1949. Number one, a basketball team's offensive half of the court. So it depends, right? One team has a front court over there. The other team has a front court over there. So I guess this is the half of the court where you... Actually, I guess it would be the where you are trying to get the basket in would be the back court, because that's they're defending that. No, but that's your offensive. It gets teams' offensive half of the court. That's when they are on offense. Yeah, so that would be because they're going forward. They're going front right towards the thing. So when the 1993 Chicago Bulls were putting all those baskets in, they were going, they spent a lot of time in the front court, and the back court is behind them. When they're on defense, that's their back court, I assume, probably, sure, let's say I'm right. Number two, the positions of the forwards and center on a baseball team. Also, the forwards and center themselves. They are the front court. But, so in a basketball, there's five people. Is it two forwards, two guards, and a center? But they're always playing offense and defense. So the forwards and the center are the front court. When would be the guards be the back court because they're more defensive? So are the guards doing more of the stuff? But they're all playing. They're all playing all the time. I don't really get it. I don't pay attention to the sportsy thing so much. Front dive. Noun from circa 1934. It is a dive from a position facing the water. When you jump off of the thing that's 50 feet in the air and you are facing the water, you can see the water right in front of you. That's a front dive. I have tried to do a back dive many, many years ago when I was young, and it's scary, especially when you're young. You have to go backwards. You just have to lean backwards, put your arms up, just go, just lean and just go for it. You can't, no fear, just do it. Just lean all the way back. Just keep on leaning until you're starting to fall, and then you keep on leaning even further back, and then you're going to do a back dive. But it's freaky. Front dive, that's the way to go. Cannonball, that's really the way to go. Front end, two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1962. This is relating to or required at the beginning of an undertaking, as in no front end charge at the time of investment. So relating to or relating to the thing before the beginning of an undertaking. So when you start a big thing, like when I started this podcast, it was a very bad idea. What do you have to do on the front end at the beginning of the thing? Well, I had to buy a recorder. I bought one of them things. That's what that was an important thing on the front end. Had to get a microphone. That was also an important front end action to take. And then I needed to have a dictionary. That was also pretty key. I did go and buy a dictionary. So the example is no front end charge at the time of investment. When you're doing your investment, at the beginning of that process, they're not going to charge you anything. But maybe there will be a back end charge. They're going to charge your butt. We have front end again, but this one is two words with no hyphen. Noun from 1973. Number one, a unit in a computer system devoted to controlling the data communications link between terminals and the main computer, and often to the preliminary processing of data or data. Or data. Why don't we say it that way? Data. I have processed all the data today, and you are looking great. It's the front end. It's a computer thing. I don't really get this one, I guess. Number two, a software interface designed to enable user-friendly interaction with a computer. And an example of this software interface would be a graphical user interface, which some people abbreviate to GUI, which they also call it GUI. But yes, this is the front end. It's the thing that's facing the user. Right now, I am looking at a program called OBS, and the front end is all of the buttons that I can click on and all the things, but the back end would be where all the programming happens, and I don't know how to do any of that. I don't know how to do any of this stuff. I don't create these things. I just use them. I only look at the front end of the computer program. and it's very simple and nice. Front end load. So this is three words. Front end has the hyphen back again. Noun from 1962. This is the part of the total commission and expenses taken out of early payments under a contract plan for the periodic purchase of investment company shares. Something about money. Sorry, I'm not going to try to explain that one anymore because I don't know it. And now we will go to one very last word, which is front end loader. Still got the hyphen, three words, and it's loader. Noun from 1954. It is a usually wheeled vehicle with a hydraulically operated scoop in front for excavating and loading loose material. It is called also just front loader. It's loading things on the front end of the machine. It scoops them up and all the kids are like, look at those cool machines doing stuff. I want to operate big machines when I'm big. And a machine. Yep, they're scooping up those stuff. Loading them up with their front end. All right. Well, there were some interesting words here, I guess. Some that I didn't care so much about. But you know what? We got to pick one as the word of the episode because that is the required thing that we shall do. These were the words we had today. We had front, frontage, frontage road, frontal, frontal, frontal bone, frontality, frontal lobe, front and center, front bench, front burner, front court, front dive, front end, front end load, and front end loader. I guess I shall just pick frontal lobe as the word of the episode. I am sort of slowly reading the book Determined, which I am supposed to record that episode next week, which is very late to record with a guest. And that episode will have already aired by now, and I'm sure we had a fascinating conversation about free will, but I do remember in the beginning of the book, there was quite a lot of talk about the frontal lobe and the processing that happens in your brain in the frontal lobe. Don't remember all the details, but there was something about that. My brain has a frontal lobe. It's doing some really cool stuff. What happens in the frontal lobe? I just don't know, but I call it my frontal lobe. And it's inside of my frontal bone. That's it for this episode of Words. And now I shall tell you about a movie. We watched. Don't really know why Sharon wanted to watch this. I think it was just, nostalgia. Maybe we had been talking about it with somebody. We watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And, oh, that is just an objectively fantastic movie. Especially for those of us who were alive at the time and can appreciate it. And especially those of us who live in the Chicago area, because it all takes place in the Chicago area, and they filmed some of it not far from where we live. We have visited Cameron's house on multiple occasions. I'm not going to tell you where it is. You got to go find it for yourself. Come on. If you haven't seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you got to watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. It's classic. This has been Spencer dispensing some frontal information from the front of his face, thinking, using the frontal lobe of his brain inside of his frontal bone with a red thing on his frontal nose, opposed to his back nose? I've been dispensing information. Goodbye.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances.
Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.